Australia's next fleet of warships will soon be able to shoot down missiles. Citing growing tensions in the region, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said there's no room for complacency. The technology will be installed on the Navy's 9 new multi-billion dollar frigates. Stephanie Boris has more.
As North Korea flexes its military muscle, Australia is ramping up its powers. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has announced the Navy's 9 future frigates will be equipped with new US and Australian technology. The combat management system will ensure the ADF has the ability to shoot down some missiles.
The choice of Aegis and the Saab systems is going to make the defence of our nation on the high seas stronger than ever. At every level and in every field, whether it is defending Australia from regional or global threats, from threats from rogue states like North Korea, from threats of terrorism, from threats right here at home.
The ships will be primarily designed to fight off threats from underwater, like submarines. Speaking at Australia's largest naval conference, Mr. Turnbull outlined how the systems will also allow the Navy to respond to medium and long-range missile attacks.
Enabling those ships to engage threat missiles at long range. A number of states, notably, of course, North Korea, are developing or have developed missiles with advanced range and speed. We must have the capability to meet and defeat them.
Dr. Andrew Davies is the director of the Defence and Strategy Program at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He explains how the technology will work.
It will enable ships to protect themselves and other ships around them from weapons launched from aircraft or submarines and to some extent against ballistic missiles. And it will also let the Royal Australian Navy work with partners like the United States and possibly Japan to work in task groups to try to shoot down missiles as they're launched rather than trying to shoot them down as they arrive.
Dr. Davies says today's announcement is just part of what the ship's capabilities will be.
The important thing to remember too is that what we've seen today is only half of the story of these future frigates, because submarines are also an increasing threat, improving in both quality and quantity in the Asia Pacific. So what happens under the water is going to be just as important.
As for how that will work, Dr. Davies says that's yet to be decided.
The underwater systems depend a little bit more on the nature of the ship that's chosen. So today's decision is really about combat systems and radar, but they haven't actually chosen what hull they'll all be built into yet. And the underwater systems are much more integrally combined with the hull decision than the air defence systems are.
Construction of the ships is scheduled to start in 2020. As to who builds them, that's still under consideration. But Chief of Navy Vice Admiral Tim Barrett says it was important to come to a conclusion about the combat management system now.
It's a significant decision made at the right time so we can guarantee the provision of the frigates when they need to be delivered. But it also enhances the ability for industry to be able to plan and invest and deliver what is needed for the future.
Today's announcement will come at a cost of $3 billion as part of the $35 billion project to build the ships. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says it's money well spent.
There is no room for complacency, no room for set and forget. We are tireless and we are relentless in doing everything we can, deploy every technology we can, engaging every Australian skill and talent we can find or develop to keep Australians safe.
That's the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, ending that report from Stephanie Boris.